gonna be lyrics?
Yes, of course. Oh. It's karaoke.
I don't know.
Anything for you, though you're not here. Since you said we're through, it seems like years.
Hello,
and welcome to
That's Our Jam.
I'm Jenny,
and I'm Tracy.
This is episode numero. Nine?
Nuevo.
Nuevo?
Nine.
Can you believe?
Can you believe Jonathan Van Ness? I can.
Jonathan,
listen,
you're not listening, but
listen.
We love you.
You know what? It's okay.
It's
He's
right.
busy. He's saving lives.
So busy.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Tracy.
What's up?
You know, not much.
Cool.
What's up with you?
I just have one quick cue.
Great.
I actually ask this quick cue every time.
So I think I know what's coming.
Hey, use one word to describe motherhood, please.
I would love to. So my word today is normal.
Normal.
Because, guys, after 9.5 months, I'm starting to feel normal. I know. Evie's consistently sleeping through the night.
Yep.
She's only eating for my body like 3 times a day.
Fantastic.
She's standing.
Superb.
She's kind of saying words.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm starting to see the light beyond, you know?
Wow, wow,
wow. Like life goes on.
Life goes on.
People have babies every day.
Yeah.
And things get better.
It gets better.
Hashtag
it gets better.
It gets better. So I'm feeling normal. It's my word.
That's so exciting.
I know. It's very exciting.
And it seems like yesterday, but also not yesterday.
Yeah. Like, it seems like I can hardly remember before we had Evie, but also, like,
right.
Where did my tiny baby go?
Yeah. She is not tiny
she's
anymore.
Not.
But she's still tiny. She'll never be this tiny again.
No.
You know, if
I
you
know.
Think about it. Oh,
so
sorry.
Sad.
That's sad.
It's okay.
Okay.
I won't cry on air.
You didn't look at my Hate It or Love It, did you?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Anyways, guys. Today,
I would never.
So, our first segment
of the day
is actually, it was Jenny's idea.
Guys, I love personality tests. I really respect people's love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my love language is like, I'll come over and clean up your house and like make you food.
Sure, sure, sure.
And others, people's love languages might be like buying people gifts, for example.
Uh-huh.
But I love personality tests because I think they just say a lot about people, and I love figuring out better ways to communicate with people.
Mm.
I think it's been really interesting in my life because you and Jeff and like several of the other people that I spend the most time with in our group of friends,
mm-hmm.
are introverted,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not.
It's accurate.
And so I just think it's really fascinating to like identify those things that make people different and find ways to do them together. And it's
mm-hmm.
taken me many years to mm-hmm. respect people's introverted needs.
Yep.
And I'm still working on it. But as a result, I love personality tests.
And so she's forcing me to do one today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for example, Tracy, in the classic Myers-Briggs,
yes.
I am an ENFJ.
And I am an INFJ.
So which
what's
is,
E?
Intro, extra.
No, but I mean, like, didn't you say I? No.
I'm ENFJ.
We're,
so
the,
we're
same
the same except for the.
Wow, ER. Wow, wow.
I know. It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
But I think people might be shocked. Maybe if they don't know you as well as some other people, they might think that you are an extroverted person.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're not.
You know who else is an INFJ? First of all, INFJ is the most rare of all the personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got that going for me.
Yeah.
But also, guys, Oprah, my idol. He's also INFJ.
You know who else is an ENFJ?
Who?
Barack Obama.
Wow. Wow. How did I get that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he
so,
is.
So, you know, I mean, all the best people are E or I NFJs. To be honest.
I'm looking at Nelson Mandela, speaking of Barry, Jamie Foxx, Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher.
Shirley Temple?
Shirley Temple.
R.I.P. These are all old. Billy Crystal? Jeffrey Chaucer.
David from the Bible is apparently.
How do they know
like
that?
King David? I don't know.
Did he take a quiz?
I think he did. You know who else is an ENFJ?
Hmm.
Lauren Graham.
right next to her TV dad, Craig
Isn't
T.
That
Nelson.
Nice? I know.
Wow, you have so many more.
Well, I mean.
Well, that makes sense.
It makes sense because famous people are typically
yes.
extroverted.
That's true.
Or more commonly wow, extroverted, wow. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, so.
Anyways. We're not going to do Myers-Briggs today because
we already know it.
We're going to do this other one that I was introduced to on the internet recently by a girl I follow on Instagram called an enneagram. I don't know if that's how you say it.
I also have never heard of it before.
It's like so the way that it works is it's a 1 through 9 personality. It's like obviously categorizes you similarly to Myers-Briggs, but mm-hmm. it's a different gradation system.
Okay.
So let's do it.
Let's
click
do
the
it.
top one on the website.
Top one on the web. So first of all, tell everyone what this website is.
It's eclecticenergies.com.
Okay, so
what'd you get?
Type 2.
Me too.
Oh.
We what? Are the same.
Is it this? Do I click on this?
Yeah.
Your wings seem to be balanced.
What's your number?
10.
Okay, mine was 12.7.
What does this mean? What
just means numbers? Like how far you are over. What's your next type?
5.
And what's the number?
5.7.
Okay, so you're strongly a 2. So I'm a 2, and then it's a 12.7. And then type 1 is my next one, and it's an 8.
Okay.
We're both technically the helper. So basically, it's like people who are really into love and selflessness. It says, involved socially where I usually extroverted, which you're not, but, you know.
Usually.
Usually. 2s are the type of people who remember everyone's birthday and go the extra correct. Mile to help a coworker, spouse, or friend in need. They're emotional people who care a great deal about personal relationships, devote enormous amounts of energy to them, and expect to be appreciated for their efforts. They are practical people who thrive in helping professions and know how to make a home comfortable and inviting. So I feel like that's really us. 2s are generally helping others meet their needs and can forget to take their own... to take care of their own. This can lead to physical burnout, emotional exhaustion, and emotional volatility. I find this very interesting.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. What else? Basically, we're selfless.
Basically, we're selfless.
So I thought this was a thing that I found really interesting. 2s can mistype themselves if they are not in obvious helper roles in their professional lives. They might not recognize the extent of their involvement in assisting others. This is especially true for males, blah, blah, blah. Females of all types are bound to recognize some of the dynamics of type 2 in their personalities, as such qualities have been socially reinforced. Female 9s, for instance, are especially prone to being mistyped as 2s, particularly if they are the mother of small children. Because it's just, like, in our nature.
Yeah.
9s are self-effacing and humble, however. 2s are proud and have a good, strong sense of their own worth. Which I would think is true of us. Like, we both put a lot into our personal relationships and expect the same of other people.
Mm-hmm. Just reading the cons of being a 2.
Where are they? What are they? Tell me.
The darkest side of the type 2 fixation appears when the 2 begins to feel that they will never receive the love they deserve for all of their efforts. Under such circumstances, they can become hysterical, irrational, and even abusive. So watch out.
I do have a temper, so that doesn't surprise me.
Abusive?
I mean, I can be verbally abusive. Let's be real. It also says they can be bossy and manipulative, feeling entirely justified in being so because they have earned the right and their intentions are good, which, like, is 100% true about me. Like, I'm definitely can be manipulative if I think that I'm doing it for right.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely bossy.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Right? I mean.
Yeah. You're like, right? I'm bossy, right?
Right? Tell me I'm bossy,
Tracy. Tell me I'm bossy.
Is that fun for you?
Yeah.
Does it say anything? No,
well, the second runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm a, what's the number I got? 8? No. 5.7 is number 5, the investigator. And just like the top like line says, thinkers who tend to withdraw and observe. And that's the introvert part.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
My other one is the reformer. It says people are essentially looking to make things better and they think that nothing is quite good enough. They strive to make order out of omnipresent chaos. They have an eye for fine detail, which I think is, like, accurate about me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, though, that it said, I wonder if there's, like, an enneagram, like, the types of enneagram, like, that get along with each other.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is.
So this is, like, the part of, like, this type of test that I, like, really am into, which is, like, then finding out what that means if you are with other people.
Mm-hmm.
With all double type relationships, two Enneagram twos may bring the same qualities to each other. Therein lies the main source of attraction as well as major pitfalls. Healthy two couples bring a high level of warmth, affection, and sensitivity to each other. A couple with both feeling oriented people make better friends and work associates than they do intimate partners. So, Tracy, they have to break up and only be friends.
What? Well, good. Interesting. Wow. We're learning so much. We'll put both of these on our website so you too can take these tests.
Yes, and please take your tests and tell us what you are.
And we can tell you if we'll be friends or not.
Yeah.
Or if we'd be compatible.
I love it.
Great.
Anyways. Number twos, helpers.
Jenny, do you know what time it is?
It's time for Cliffhanger Cuisine. I don't need this headphone.
So if you're just joining us or if you need a little refresher, Cliffhanger Cuisine is a little segment we started this season. And it's basically we order food from a place we've never been before and get some rando items, have it delivered, and find out what happens.
Tell you
when
how
people
it is.
Stop being polite and start getting real. The real world. North Hollywood.
Yep, that's what this is.
Cliffhanger Cuisine style.
Mm-hmm. They should bring the real world back, but just in segments like that.
I mean,
like real world Postmates.
Yeah.
I guess that's just like YouTube videos, but.
Sure. So today we decided we're going to do some Peruvian cuisine. Mm. I'm not really like too familiar with Peruvian
cuisine.
Neither
am I. I've had it like maybe once or twice.
Yeah. So we have a couple places to choose from.
Okay.
Do you want to look up on
the internet? My phone.
P-A. Okay. So the first place is called Pablito's Kitchen, Pablitos.
Yep.
Okay. On Burbank Boulevard.
Peruvian restaurant.
Uh-huh. What are the stars on Yelp?
Let's see. Yelp. 4 stars.
Okay.
4 solid stars.
Nice. I can deal with that.
I like a 4-star review. What?
We need to get all the things on this list.
Okay, great.
Okay, one of the things is pork crispy dumplings with tiger's milk soy sauce dip. What the hell is tiger's milk soy sauce dip?
I don't know, but that sounds amazing.
Fried yuca? Fries? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Soups?
Fantastic ceviche delivered rather quickly. I used to get the ceviche mercado. It's wonderful and spicy enough to make you notice. In fact, I couldn't finish it. It's a lot of food. The flan was good, too. Best restaurant in all of Los Angeles, tucked away on Burbank Boulevard. Pablito's Kitchen is a culinary experience I was not expecting.
I think, should we just do this,
please? Yeah, I think so.
Can you look up what a... Hold on. Where is it?
Amber S. says, the worst service in food, overpriced and made with nothing but soy sauce.
Interesting. Can you look
up... The guy in front taking orders needs to learn how to treat everyone equally.
Whoa.
I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to find out. Sorry, what am I looking at?
Saltados. It's spelled salt, and then A, and then D-O-S. They have pork saltados. Steak lomo saltados, seafood saltados, chicken saltados.
Lomo saltado is a popular traditional Peruvian dish. It's a stir fry. Typically combines marinated strips of sirloin with onions, tomato, french fries. What?
What?
And other ingredients. So it basically sounds like steak fajitas with fries, which I'm down for.
Oh, yeah. They also randomly have pasta.
That's weird. I mean, this sounds great.
Should we do this?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, so should we get a ceviche?
Yes.
Oh, man. I have a feeling they're going to be huge because they're $16 each.
Okay, why don't you run down what looks like what's good?
Okay, so they have ceviche.
Okay.
Classic ceviche. Different types of fish. And then they have the appetizers, including those pork dumplings, yuca fries, chicken wings. Then we have loaded fries, but I feel like we should get the saltado, which includes the fries, right?
Yeah, like, let's not waste calories on fries.
Yeah. Salad, no. Soups, pass, yeah. Right?
No, it's like 95 degrees out.
Sandwiches. Do we care about sandwiches?
Not really. It's dinner.
Same. So then there are these saltados. So we have pork saltados, and it's served with white rice and fries. steak, which that seems to be the classic. Yeah. Seafood, and the seafood is shrimp, octopus, squid, and mussels.
I mean, that sounds amazing to me.
Chicken, tofu, and shrimp. And then they also have something called chaufas, which is Peruvian fried rice.
Okay.
And you can get like a meat in it. So like seafood, steak, chicken, pork, tofu, shrimp. They have fried noodles called tallarines. I'm assuming that's how you say it. Again, steak, chicken, blah, blah, blah. They have a whole rotisserie chicken you can purchase.
Oh, I love rotisserie chicken.
I do too.
I'm a sucker for it. Okay.
They also have random.
I have already been texted at Jeff's order, so.
Oh, great.
Apparently, we have to get the Peruvian chicken stew. It's a must have.
Where's that?
It's under the soups, or it's under the main. Well, I don't know. I'm looking at the menu on Google, so I don't know where you're looking. Like,
what's it called?
I don't know how to pronounce anything, but ahi. It's not how you pronounce it. It's a
de gallina.
Yeah. How do you say a J in Spanish?
Ahi.
So I was right. Okay.
Okay. Ahi, so we need to get this.
Yes, that, and then the lomo saltado, he said.
Okay.
Which we were probably going to get anyways.
Is that, that's the steak one?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have steak, saltado, the stew.
Those are the most classic dishes of Peru, apparently. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
So now we know.
Okay.
Should we just get like the dumplings and maybe one other thing?
I'm really interested in the ceviche, but I feel like it's going to be huge. Are there pictures of the ceviche?
Yeah, let me get back to that.
Or should we get either fried yuca? No, because we're already getting fries.
Yeah. I just feel like that's probably delicious, but like a waste of our.
Yeah. Whoa, this one has fried oysters.
I love oysters so much.
Yellowfin tuna sashimi style, aje amarillo puree, fried oysters, lime juice, and sea salt.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
Do you want to get that?
Maybe, yeah, we need it. Yeah, it's an emergency. Yeah, it looks pretty big, but it's fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can eat a lot of food.
I mean, same.
Okay, great.
Is that it? We have three items?
Do we need the dumplings, though, or no?
I don't know.
I vote the dumplings or the
or salad.
No. Salad's what a waste. If I wanted to buy salad, I just
want to know what this sauce is.
What is it called?
Tiger's milk soy sauce?
Oh, yeah. I think we need it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. View order.
Where are you ordering this through?
Postmates?
Okay. I'm just wondering.
We have one order of dumplings, one ceviche. One lomo saltados and one Peruvian stew.
Correct.
Great. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I just want to say, I just paid with my Apple Pay, and all I had to do was put my thumb down.
That's and dangerous. This is great. Great. Can't wait.
Tune in next time.
You guys
will have
to.
Yeah. Tune in next time to see what we think
about Peruvian dishes.
Great.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
So, while we're talking about Peruvian food,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say this.
Ahi de gallina.
Yeah, whatever you said. Has roots in Creole and French food.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Oh, no.
So, basically, the French people during the French Revolution, the chefs that worked for the French aristocrats moved to the New World after the Revolution and brought this with them.
Oh.
And, like, adapted it into, like, Peruvian, like, spices and
sure.
stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then the lomo saltado is actually from Peruvian Chinese, which is fascinating to me. It's basically like a stir fry with Peruvian flair, but it came from the Chinese migrants, and they kind of like started it based on their traditions that they brought over from like the Cantonese region of China.
Yeah.
And brought it with them when they were slaves. Which like I forget that I mean sometimes I just forget that like everyone
Other
else
people
also like had slaves.
Because
I've always think that we're the worst, but which we are, but
yeah.
You know.
So the saltado part, are the fries.
No, saltado means like stir fry.
Oh.
Lomo, I don't know what lomo means.
Oh, wait. Translated literally, the name seems to mean jumped loin. Or loin made to jump about.
Ew. Apparently it has to do with like, you know, if you make like a stir fry and a wok and mm-hmm. you add the oil and then oh, stuff and everything just, like the fire goes up. So like it's like.
Oh, cool.
So there you go.
Wow.
Who, I mean, probably a lot of people knew, but you and I did not know.
We did not know. We're ignorant Americans.
In Peru.
Yeah. I would have never guessed.
That, like, makes me very interested to see, like, what it tastes like. Because I always feel like there's, like, really, if you look, if you break it down, there's, like, 15 dishes in the world. And they're all just, like, different
varieties
of the same thing. Yeah. Like, starch, meat, veggie. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, the fruit.
Yeah.
Like a quesadilla, a pizza. They're the same thing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Delightful.
I'm excited.
Me too. I'm even more excited now. See, guys, we're teaching you things while we eat our food. Hashtag cultural. Hashtag cliffhanger cuisine culture. All right. That's all.
Okay.
Goodbye. All right. Well,
it's summer.
And it's hot as
I am so hot.
Get out. I'll get out. So hot, I can't speak.
It's been like in the hundreds here. Today was a cooler day at like an 87 or 88.
It was V hot. It's too hot.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
I haven't worn pants in months. It's so hot here.
I haven't worn pants in months.
I'm just short shorts all summer, every day, all day. And to that end, you know what I need at all times?
Well, not even just in the summer, just in general.
Some ice cream.
Ice cream.
Don't look at my stuff.
I'm not looking at your stuff.
Okay. So today's is ice cream flavor.
Ice cream.
You scream.
We all scream for gelato.
That's how the original song went, but they tweaked it a little.
They tweaked it. It was too foreign.
Yeah.
Ethnic.
It was too ethnic. Tracy, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay, great.
Okay, Jenny, ice cream flavors.
All right.
And away we go. Oregon wasabi and raspberry sorbet.
Ew. No. Hate it.
Rocky Road.
Love it.
Earl Grey tea and shortbread cookies.
Hate it.
Goat cheese with red cherries.
Love it.
Vanilla.
Ugh, hate it. What a waste.
you're a waste.
Those are some really good flavor flavors.
So some of those are from a variety of different places, including Salt and Straw. These are local Los Angeles ice creameries.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and Straw, McConnell's, and
McConnell's
Jenny's
is so good. Jenny's is pretty good too.
Jenny's for the first time the other day.
It's pretty good, right?
Delish.
Yeah.
I had a froze sorbet.
Ugh.
So it was frozen rosé flavored sorbet.
We got to make froze. Separate conversation.
Sure.
Okay. Great. That was amazing. Are you ready?
Yep.
These are just out.
Wait, just as an aside. Sorry. Yeah, to go back to it.
No, it's fine.
Wasabi with a raspberry sorbet? Are you kidding me? Why put wasabi? First of all, why are we putting wasabi in anything?
No.
I don't even think. I mean, I have like a tiny bit of wasabi in my soy sauce for sushi.
Yeah, me too, but not
other than
in
that. Ew.
And like,
no.
I, you know what? I like a wasabi pea carefully placed in a mixed nut platter.
I don't.
But that's it. I don't need them anywhere else, especially not in my cold ice cream.
Heart. Oh.
Okay. Are you ready? And away we go. Lemon sorbet.
Love it.
Moose tracks.
Can you explain what that is? There's like a tiny cookie in there or something, right? Or fudge? Wow.
Vanilla ice cream with peanut butter cups and Moose Tracks fudge.
Sure. Love it.
Okay.
I love a peanut butter cup.
Neapolitan.
Now, when you say Neapolitan, are you saying like all three flavors at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Then no. Hate it.
As opposed to what?
I would just take probably the chocolate.
Me too. That's why we can't be friends, because we couldn't switch them off. Strawberry.
Hate it.
Oreo cookie.
Love it.
Interesting. Those are some interesting choices you've made.
I don't really have a favorite flavor, Flav, but I enjoy like a mint chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh, yeah.
Or like chocolate chip cookie dough. I'm trying to think of some other ones. I don't really get ice cream that often, so
I don't like ice cream that doesn't have shit in it.
Excuse me?
Like, I don't like ice cream that doesn't, like, well, listen, I'll eat chocolate ice cream, but I don't like I prefer like a Moose Trax or like a Rocky Road, like something that has like
texture,
things inside of it. Yeah.
Interesting.
I was going to give you Superman ice cream.
Again, what is that?
Exactly. That's why I didn't give it to you. It's blue, red, and yellow ice cream. I had never heard of it until I moved to Michigan. It's a Michigan thing.
What does it taste like?
I hate it. The flavors are Blue Moon, Red Pop, and Vanilla.
Huh?
Pop is soda.
No, I know. Hello? I grew up saying pop.
Ugh. Sometimes the red is cherry, sometimes the yellow is lemon, sometimes the blue is vanilla.
Why are they not all the same?
I don't know.
Cohesive.
Sometimes Blue Moon is bubblegum or marshmallow, but sometimes banana.
This sounds disgusting.
It's really gross.
You know, okay, here's the thing. I like eating bananas, but I do not like banana flavored stuff.
I feel that way about watermelon. Yeah, I just, Superman ice cream to me is like real disgusting. I also just think unless someone's personally, like unless Ina Garten has made me a strawberry ice cream from like fresh straws and like cream.
Sure.
I don't need a fruit ice cream.
Oh,
personally.
Interesting. I mean, in general, like I'm not like a Starburst person or a jelly bean person.
No, me neither. I'd rather have chocolate.
Ditto.
Well, glad to see we're on the same page about our personalities and our dessert choices.
Great.
What else do you need in life?
Well, you know what I need? Your what jam.
Jam jams. I have a good jam this week.
I do too.
Oh no. Is yours a podcast?
No.
Great. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay. Guys, my jam, Tracy's going to laugh.
I don't know.
Is a guy named Steve List.
Oh, boy.
Steve's going to listen to this.
I hope he does. Steve List is a teacher. He's an agricultural teacher in Sylmar. At Sylmar, not Sylmar High School, but one of the schools in Sylmar.
California.
And he also teaches classes for the LADWP and LA Sanitation. And I went to one of his classes this weekend, and it was about composting and how to grow citrus trees and avocado trees. And he looked at my phone and looked at my tree that I've been basically killing and told me what to do to save its life. And I love him. And that's it. I just love him.
He gave
me a free avocado tree, 2 free strawberry plants, which I just planted, and a rosemary tree or twig that will become a tree. And he just had so much knowledge, and he was so smart, and he invited us all to come to his school and go to his greenhouse. And he was just great. If you live in the LA area and you want to compost and want to learn more about how to have like a good backyard, I suggest you go to one of his classes. Me and Lauren are going to become regulars. We're going to go every month. So just wait to hear more. Now, maybe next year we'll do a segment about gardening.
Maybe Steve will be here.
Ugh, don't tease me. I love him. The end. That's my jam. Yeah. What's your jam, Tracy? Can you beat Steve? Probably not.
I can. And I would like to also promote a person.
Is it Steve List?
No. It is. Actually, it's this person's, I'm just going to say it, On Your Feet, the Gloria and Emilio Estefan musical. Guys, we saw this, like, how many, what day is it? 1, 2, 3 days ago.
Yeah. I'm not okay.
I'm not okay. I haven't been able to stop listening to Gloria Estefan songs / Miami Sound Machine songs.
Oh, my God. They're all so good.
We individually went on like a spiral.
I am on a Gloria Estefan
kick.
Spiral.
Like just watching videos, watching interviews, learning about their lives.
Learning about their love, their kids. their success, their failures, abuela,
ugh, the real dad, the mother who passed away last year,
their
Instagrams. I meant to say, it's so funny because Emilio's Instagram is basically him regramming Gloria.
That's so cute.
I also ship them together as a couple. You know
what? I keep forgetting to look up what the actor's name was that played Emilio.
Noel something or other.
One of his names is Noel, but it might be his last name.
Eddie Noel.
Eddie, you're not listening. I love you. I just keep thinking about how much we obviously talked about our problems with his performance.
Yeah.
How much I think that he actually is Emilio Estevez as a teen.
Yeah.
Or like a 20-something year old, as opposed to the other actor.
Sure.
Like, I think the other actor was too handsome for the role, personally.
Just to circle back to this musical, it is here until in Los Angeles until July 29th. And that gives you a few days to watch it. However, it is on tour. So if it's on, like, in a city near you, highly suggest, guys, go. You'll have a good time. Maybe bring a mom or something.
Yes.
You'll
bring
dance.
A mom. Bring a you'll grandma.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. Did you cry?
Oh, I definitely cried.
Yeah, I could hear you. I couldn't tell if it was you or the woman next to you.
It was me.
There
were some touching moments in that. And it was just so...
can't speak highly enough. Guys, we may or may not have done some karaoke.
It's recorded in this episode. YouTube.
PR cold open. And when you said you're like, we're never going to use it, like apropos of nothing. And I was like, wait till you hear my jam so we can use it.
Good. We'll use our karaoke version.
When you have a mic in front of you.
You can't help but sing
Gloria Estefan songs.
That's true.
Am I her biggest Estefan?
Estefans for life.
Estefans for life.
Should we...
Star Fan Club?
Should we make a playlist for the people at home?
I would 100% love to do that.
It can be like part from the cast live.
All the things.
Okay, great. We're going to make you a playlist.
Great. Okay. Cool. Guys, if you've never heard Gloria Estefan before.
In fact, we have to go listen to her now.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Oh, God. If you've never appreciated her, now's your time.
Well, guys, another episode. One and done.
Can you believe it?
I can. It's been a very long time in this hot box.
Guys, we almost made it through the whole season, but then it got really hot. Yeah.
But, you know, these are our last couple of episodes, so I think we're okay. Per usual, you can check us out at
thatsourjam.com. Okay, cool.
Or visit us on Twitter at thatsourjam.
And you can find me on Garlic My Soul on Instagram or garlicmysoul.com. Tracy, where can people find you?
I guess you can go to cookiesandsangria.com or cookiesangria on the Twitter.
The twits.
What?
We'd like to thank Megan Roy, megan-roy.com. She did our beautiful, that sounded really Midwestern right there.
It did, .com.
She did our beautiful illustration.
And Steve, No Internet Steve, for doing the awesome music. Thanks again for listening, and...
catch you next episode for the last
episode. For the finale of season 3.
Can you believe? No. All right.
Bye.
Bye.